playoffs, and any goal accomplished?
I mean, the goal is to obviously take it one game at a time. There's still a shot for us, so we just got to focus in with the team that we're going against this week, the Dolphins, and just take it one step at a time and go from there.
What's the mindset of the defense, you know, just the way you guys have been playing and the offense not holding up its end of the bargain?
No, we just got to control what we can control, do our side of the ball, you know, have our mentality, the same mentality that we've been having this past game, and just keep going out there and just keep making plays.
Do you like how the defense is playing? I mean, albeit with, you know, Seattle's rushing success, but all things considered, you know, bending, not breaking?
I mean, you know, we just got to go out there and just do what we do. You know, play our side, control what we can control, and play mean and tough like how we always normally do.
What do you think led to Seattle's success in the run game?
I mean, that's in the past now, man. We focus on Miami now, so.
What impressed you about Frank Gore?
I haven't seen much film on him yet, so once we get into the team meeting. But what I have learned from him from going against him the past year is he's a downhill runner, and he always falls forward. So that's one thing about him.
What about Tannehill?
I don't know much about him. I know he's a good quarterback, though. That's all I know about him right now. But once we watch the film, we'll get some more information about him. I'll get some more information about him.
You guys are busy worrying about your own game, but the miracle last week, how much can that carry over just from what you guys experienced in the playoffs last week?
I mean, it might be momentum for them, but that has nothing to do with us. No, we're just focused on just how we're going to stop them and what we need to do in order to win the game.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.